Good morning. Today we have a follow-up question from yesterday. Yesterday we asked somebody who has an aliyah. He's called up to the Torah, but he doesn't lane. There's a Baal Korah that's doing the laning. Should he, as the Ola, lane along together with the Baal Korah? And we said that there are really two main shitas in this. The shita of the Shulchan Aruch, that he should lip the words, but not say them audibly, even to himself. And the reason for the Shulchan Aruch was as follows, that we're concerned if he just goes up and says the brachas but doesn't say the words, then maybe it's a bracha levatala. Accordingly, said the Shulchan Aruch, say the words but not audibly whatsoever, and simply listen to the Baal Korah and be yotze via the kriya of the Baal Korah. That is the Shulchan Aruch's view. The Ramah, a little bit more lax, and he reads the Zohar that we brought yesterday a little bit differently. And he's of the view that indeed you can read the words and hear the words yourself, but no one else should hear the words. So you can say them audibly, mashmia la'oznav, your own ears can hear it, but nobody else should be able to hear it. So those were the two views. When you have an aliyah, should the ola read along with the Baal Korah? And today's question is, how about everyone else, the tzibur, who are being yotze via the kriya satorah of the Baal Korah? Should they read along together with the Baal Korah, or simply listen and not even mouth the words? So that's the question for today. So the Mishnah Berurah brings as follows, that the Managen Avraham brings in the name of the Matan Moshe as follows, the Nachon Likros Belachash Mila B'Mila, it is proper to read along, but quietly, word for word with the shot. So as he says one word, you're going to say the same word. It's not that you're going to be a few words behind, or a few words ahead, or a few psukim behind, or a few psukim. You have to read it word for word with the shots, with the Baal Korah, at the same time. And the rationale, why should you read along silently, but read along? It's a technical issue, because it's very difficult to pay attention and listen and be mechaven to hear unless you are somewhat actively involved. So accordingly, you should mouth the words. It shouldn't be audible to other people, but you should read along word for word. So that's the view of the Matan Moshe. Now the Piskei Tshuvos brings the views of many achronim who disagree. The Shari Ephraim, the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, say that the tzibur should be silent and listen to the shots. Don't mouth the words, don't lip the words, don't say the words audibly, just sit, listen to the Baal Korah, and that's it. And in fact, that's what the Gra used to do. Many Gdolim used to do that and still do that. In the footnote he brings, in the name of the Nazir Yisrael, that he quotes a great Rav, a great Rebbe, Sheyesod Gadol B'Shmiya Davka. There's a Al Pi Kabbalah, there's a very big significance simply listening but not saying the words along. V'chaynagu Harbe Migdolei Adoros. Many of the Gdolim have done accordingly, listening to the Baal Korah, not reading along. And the Orchas Rabbeinu brings that house, the Chazon Ish was no Heg. So those are some very significant opinions. And in fact, what's with the Zohar? The Pi Kabbalah, you should be makbi to be silent, kamishein lope, as if you do not have a mouth. What's going on here? So the concept here, the rationale is it should be like Matan Torah at Har Sinai, that all of Klal Yisrael were silent. They were listening to the receiving of the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Moshe Rabbeinu. So too, here we are at the Kriya Satorah. Each time we are receiving the Torah anew, we should make it just like Har Sinai, being passive, listening, not interrupting, but just listen here, just like we heard at Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe giving us the Torah. So too here we have the Baal Korah, who is giving us over the Torah. So in fact, that is the view of many acharonim in the Piskei Tshuvos. He does say at the end of the day that when we had the Dvar Torah yesterday, when it came to the Ola, we had a reason that we wanted the Ola to be mouthing the words, or maybe even saying it so he could hear it himself, but other people not hear it, because we had that concern. Maybe it's a bracha levatala if he's just going up and he's just saying the brachas, but he's not saying anything. Maybe that was the concern of the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe it's a bracha levatala. That does not apply to everyone else. Everyone else, accordingly, should not be reading along. I know we have the view of the Matan Moshe brought in the Mishnah Berurah, but all these other achronim were of the view, be passive, just listen, pay attention, and this is the Pesukei Teshuvos concludes, Adif Lishtok V'Latzei Das HaKabbalah. In this situation, that we don't have that competitive reason that we should be reading like the Ola, because maybe it's a Bracha Levatala, we don't have that issue, so accordingly we should fulfill the Zohar's the view, opinion, that we should be passive listening. We should actively listen, but we shouldn't be reading along. Achein Yizar L'Chaven, you obviously have to be careful to listen, Nishmoa, to have kavana, to pay attention for each and every word. Now, that is where the Pesukei Teshuvos concludes. So we have two choices here. We could read along word for word silently, or we cannot read along word for word and be silent. Either way, we have to be silent. Everyone would agree that you cannot be saying it out loud so other people can hear your voice. And not only would that be disturbing other people, but it causes a halachic problem of treikali lo meshtame. If we have somebody in the tzibur, and we said the same thing when it comes to the ola, so a person who has the aliyah, if they happen to be laning out loud and other people can hear it, treikali lo meshtame dictates that two voices cannot be heard. So that person who is saying the laning out loud, who's not the Baal Kori, will be causing people to not be yotze the Kriya Satorah because of that halachic concept of trei kali lo mishtame. Two voices cannot be heard. If there are two people that are laning at the same time, the Baal Kori that we should be listening to, and the other person who is laning along as well, even if it's not as loud, but still we can hear it, then the people really aren't hearing the Kriya Satorah because those two voices are effectively different explanations of how the mechanics of Trei Kali Lo Meshtami works, but they're effectively canceling each other out. And we only want to hear one. We want to hear the person who's laying the Torah, not the person who's reading from his Chumash. And now we can't hear him because of that competitive voice who is laying out loud. So obviously, we should be careful, don't disturb others, and also, here we're preventing people from doing a mitzvah, so let's leave it to the Baal Kori to do the laning and not the people in the tzibur. Thanks so much for listening.